Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Failing Better. I am Sean McLaughlin. I'm recording this on my phone in Canada, so apologies if the sound quality isn't good enough.
And I am Johnny, and I'm recording this on my laptop in the UK, so apologies if my sound quality is too clear.
It is very clear.
Thank you.
You're in your attic again, Johnny, I notice.
I'm in my attic and I'm kneeling on the ground because my bubble wrap, which I normally sit on, has got too indented with my arse cheeks and no longer pushes me above where I need to be so I can be in the camera.
Shall I buy you a chair? Shall I order you a chair?
No, I don't feel like this podcast makes any sense if I get slightly better as a human being. Do you know what I mean? Like,
okay. Agreed.
So it's like I can't.
Agreed.
I mean, the journey of this podcast is there is no journey. There's no personal growth, and that's what makes this a unique podcast.
It's like Seinfeld.
It is. When the Seinfeld.
It's a podcast about nothing.
It's a podcast about repeated failure in every single scenario of their life, and that's
you're
what
the
makes
people
us
want.
So relatable.
Yeah, people want content, don't they? These days, they want content. I view this podcast as sort of anti-content.
We're the black hole of the podcast world. we suck stuff in and give nothing back to society or the world.
Yeah, and you know what? That's fine. That's fine for me. It's fine for you. Sorry, there's a bit of chaos. There's a dog running around in the house.
Is it a female dog? Is it a female dog?
Oh, it is actually. It's literally a female dog.
I do this once a day. Sophie is lying with the dog. I go, my two bitches, and then I laugh to myself for about a minute, and then she files for a divorce. every day that happens.
You don't have to file for a divorce. If you're not married.
She thinks I'm married.
Don't tell her that.
The divorce won't go through because she's not married, but she doesn't know that. She's getting really angry with the lawyers, going, it's been over 4 years I've been trying to leave this man now. And just saying, these lawyers just don't know what's going on. There's a paperwork issue at the divorce shop, I say.
Down the old divorceatorium.
Are these people all thumbs? They cannot seem to get their admin together. And so we're still married because of that.
Well, there it is. So I am in Canada, true north, strong and free. Been having a heck of a time up here, Johnny. Heck of a time. We've talked a bit about this on the Patreon episode, obviously, so we don't want to go over too much ground that we already did. But what you never told me, what's been going on in the UK the last week since I've been gone? I mean, I assume that there's a real crisis of confidence in the country in general about the fact that I'm not there.
The country struggles to know who it is. Who is it without its lanky, self-hating mascot? That is what we're still trying to figure out as a country. It's like when the Queen died. There's people queuing up, but just queuing up at anything. There's just loads of queues.
Queuing up to look at the bus stop that I would be at. Yeah.
Queuing up outside your house, knocking on the door, no one's there to answer. The queue's not moving. It's just one old woman knocking on your door and no one to answer, and people just keep getting in that queue. So things
are
pretty
mad, isn't it, that there was a big queue to look at the old box? I sometimes sort of, it's weird, because also now that the royal family are sort of back in the news for multiple reasons, I just think, what the fuck are we doing?
It's weird, isn't it? How do Canadians view the monarchy?
Can you hear that? Can you hear that dog, by the way?
No, I can't. I can't. What dog?
Alexa, is the dog okay? She just said yes.
That's good. The dog said yes. Yes, oh my God.
Oh my God, the dog's doing a full show for me. The dog's doing an equation.
I love that. I would love it so much if my dog could speak to me. Because I just feel it's so frustrating I can't talk to my dog. She's my best friend. I don't know what she thinks. She might be a racist.
I'm so sick of hearing about this. I'm so sick of hearing about you and your... Oh, I love my dog. Your dog... If your dog could talk, it would not be your dog. Does that make sense?
No. It's still my dog. I own it. There's no way my dog would... My dog could write the most beautiful emancipatory letter.
Lola, shut up.
And I'd never let my dog...
By the way, new listeners should know that my wife is called Lola.
No, if my dog could speak, it would say the most beautiful. It would be like
If your dog could speak, it would be Ginger Amy, the thickest idiot. Especially if you're the owner.
It'd be like Byron or Blake or Shakespeare. My dog. The language would be elegant. It would reveal universal.
Elegant. It would be elegant. Would
it? It would be elegant. I said the right
elegant.
Word.
Elegant. It would put the grunt in elegant.
If my dog could speak, it would be an elephant.
I mean, the thing is, I would say that your dog would probably be a better podcast co-host than its owner, because your dog would probably string a sentence together better than you.
Ooh, but what a burn. Wait a minute. What a burn. What a goddamn burn.
I'd rather do a podcast with a dog than with you.
Well, I feel like I am doing a podcast with a dog. I'm certainly doing it with a little bitch. You're a little bitch, John. You're a little bitch. How does that make you feel?
And it's at this juncture that we'd like to remind you, give us a 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify. Help us. We think we're good enough.
Do you think we should rename the podcast The Little Bitches?
No, I genuinely, we've said yes to every shit idea we've had on this podcast. And that is the first one that we're saying no to.
So what's Canada like then? Is it fun?
John, Canada's really fun, really nice. I've been sort of relaxing, enjoying myself. I feel like I'm doing a lot of good cultural stuff and social stuff. I feel like I've really
forgotten much. What is the culture of Canada? I don't really, what is Canada as a place?
Do you know what I mean?
What is there? Because they don't really have anything there. They're like America in that they are formed through genocide. But whereas America's had some cultural relevance, Canada just feels like a big land of nothing. So tell me, what is the culture of Canada?
Okay, well, I mean, do you honestly think that I'm the man to go into that question?
Yeah, because America at least has done something.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Of what?
Well, they've invaded Vietnam. They've done things.
Yeah, they won that war. Yeah. They liberated the Iraqis twice.
Great people. Where was Canada?
Canada did loads of stuff.
What
they invented. They invented I think they invented the television.
Is that true? That's massive. Right. If true.
Well, I don't know if they did. I mean, whenever they go, we invented. It's probably just one person did it.
No, but
it's like when people say Croatians invented the necktie. You go, well, no, Croatians didn't. John, one bloke did.
I have to stop you there. I've never heard anyone say that to me in my life. Where are you hanging out? No.
I suppose. Look, to be honest, I am having very Canadian conversations, and over here, this is a big topic of conversation. All right, you hoser, a Canadian's invented the necktie. I'm going to invent a bloody fist in your face if you don't play me at pool.
Do you think Canadians invented the necktie?
Croatians, sorry, I meant Croatians.
Yeah, oh yeah, that I thought that's what you said, and then I was thinking.
Well, I'm going to look up what Canadians have invented then.
I just think Canadians.
What have they done? What has Canada done? First question: what has Canada done for the world?
Is Trudeau still the PM?
Yeah,
and he's quite hottie.
My mother-in-law works in a hospice, and she was saying yesterday one of her patients is crazy and keeps telling her that Trudeau's in the Hell's Angels and he's murdered people.
maybe he's not crazy, that person. Maybe that person just knows about Trudeau's past in the Hell's Angels.
I would love it if he was in that.
I would love it too.
Do you know that? This is not a joke. Do you know that there's a strong rumor that Justin Trudeau's dad is Fidel Castro?
No, I think that's mad.
Yeah.
So where? Isn't Justin Trudeau's dad wasn't he the Prime Minister of Canada before?
Yeah, Pierre Trudeau.
Yeah. So how? Where's Castro fitting into this web?
They were really good friends with Castro.
This sexy Trudeau's... web.
It was a very sexual web. The sexiest web since the World Wide Web. Let's put it that way.
Well, I
yeah,
see where
really
you're
tickled you, didn't it, Johnny?
I've seen some spiders' webs that have made me pretty aroused. Let's just say
okay,
that
we need to stop. We're trying to make the podcast less blue, listeners. Because
yeah. Well, all I'm saying is I'm a leg man, and spiders have eight legs, and that is a lot. That's a lot of leg for Johnny. And also,
yeah, webs. Daddy long legs is yeah, Daddy long legs must be like that's like Kate Moss for you.
Not Daddy, I'm not gay. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm not
yeah,
gay.
Sorry, dude.
I'm into women spiders. All right? I'm not a gay man. Jesus,
I'm not a weirdo. Yeah. I'm just into fit women spiders, yeah. Black widows and the like.
Yeah, on the Black Widows, the sex is scary afterwards. You have to really leg it out of her. Oh no, she's gonna eat me.
Oh god. Look, I mean, we're laughing and we're learning, listeners. That's the key thing. We're laughing and we're learning.
The mental image of someone trying to fuck a spider is really horrible.
Yeah, it is. And it's one that you keep bringing back to this podcast against my will.
Let's just go this way. She's not a black widow.
Shut up about
she's
it.
She's not
shut
a black widow anymore. She's a black married woman. Married spider. She's a black married spider.
Guys, sign up to the Patreon. Patreon.com/failingbetter for more content. When I say more content like this, I really do mean it this time. It is literally all like this. This is par for the fucking course.
What were we talking about before? Castro being Trudeau's dad?
Yes. Apparently they were good friends. They were good friends and Trudeau's mum was like a party animal and stuff like that. Yeah, that's what I meant.
So does he look like, does he have like Castro's nose or anything?
I don't really know. I think he does a bit, but he also looks like his dad. It can't be real. It's too juicy a scandal to ignore or to accept.
I know what you mean. It's interesting. Has anyone done a DNA test? I guess Trudeau wouldn't be up for that.
Has anyone done a DNA test?
Get him on Jeremy Kyle.
Someone should do that.
Get Castro, Trudeau, and Trudeau's mum on Jeremy Kyle.
Get a little... Yeah, imagine that. We've got a lock of Castro's hair.
Yeah. Castro doesn't actually believe in private property, so we cannot.
I don't know much about Castro. I'll be honest. I don't know much about the. I don't. You just gave me a look as if to say, "What an idiot."
No, I don't know much about Castro either. All I know is he's a great guy, and he shagged Justin Trudeau's mum.
Yeah, that's all we know. Sure as Johnny shagged a spider. Whenever I get a message about this podcast, we go, hey man, I'm really enjoying it at the minute. I always want to write back and go, you need to see a doctor immediately. Because I'm not enjoying it.
So what has Canada done then? Justin Trudeau, we know about Justin Trudeau.
Look it up. I can't look it up on my laptop because my laptop's got 2% battery or something. And
well, this might be the end of me. I might leave it because I feel like it'll make my thing spaz out. And the last thing we need is
I'm going to ask my in-laws Amazon Alexa to give me a list of it. How about that?
Oh my, yeah, I could just Google it, I suppose.
No, Johnny, you've made it clear that you can't do that, so I'll do it. I'm across the ocean, I'm on my holiday, and yet still, I am asking. Alexa, what has Canada done for the world?
From insider.com, Canada has given the world some of its best comedians, writers, athletes, and scientists. By the way, you have a new notification.
Did you hear that?
I did, yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
It's given us some of the best writers, athletes, and scientists, but crucially, it didn't give any detail. That sounded like an absolute nothing answer.
No, it didn't. I thought that was a very thorough answer. It's given the world... Shut up, Lola. Sorry. My wife is being very rude. Well, Martin Short, he's from Canada.
Who's he?
He's an actor and comedian.
I hate him.
Okay. What about Mike Myers?
I hate him. I like Mike Myers.
There must be one that you like.
I like Mike Myers. I really like Shrek. I'd say Shrek's my favourite movie.
It does feel like that's your level. It does feel like that's your level.
I like it. Subverting fairy tales which are rooted in classism and misogyny, and it's repackaging them and allowing us to love people who have been demonised by society.
Fairy tales rooted in that?
They all are, yeah. It's like it's the ogres, you know. But it's the ogres can be good. That's the point of it.
What? No, what were we about to say?
And all fairy tales are written from the white middle class perspective. The princess is good, but she's silent. Throws those things on its head.
Great. I mean, well, an argument as thorough as the Amazon Alexa's argument about Canada. That.
Listen, John, what do you think? Do you like the ruling class idea? Do you like fucking white men being in charge? I bet you do.
I love fucking white men.
And so come to our first live episode. Johnny fucks a spider and Sean fucks a white man. Any white man. It could be you.
It really could be.
We've got to talk to people like the Battle of the Moyne. Moyne?
Yes. In the last episode, we sort of hinted at possibly doing a live episode during the Battle of the Moyne. And what we need you to do, listeners, is ignore every single word that came out of our mouth. And that doesn't just go for the last episode. That goes for every episode we've ever done.
That's very true. But
and why is it that they should ignore it, Johnny?
Because on the 3rd of November, in Princess Victoria Pump in Shepherd's Bush, we are doing our first ever live podcast as part of the Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival. The Cheerful
there
Earful.
There you go. That's lovely. That rhymes. That rhymes.
And so that's what we'll be doing. So there's some buy tickets for that. I don't think it's on sale yet. So wait for it to go on sale and then buy tickets for that.
So, yes, that's what was the date again?
3rd of November.
That's perfect, isn't it?
It's perfect. And so we will be doing a little live recording. We don't really know what. We might have some special guests. We're talking to Mike Myers. That's really why I said how much I love Shrek, because I thought trying to suck up to him.
We're trying to... All right, cards on the table. We're trying to get the entire Shrek cast back.
Yeah.
But they don't know that the other ones are coming. So we're telling Cameron Diaz, she's going to be the only one there. We're telling Eddie Murphy, he's going to be the only one there. They're all going to come back. And they're going to do a live reenaction. But unfortunately, we can't get the rights to Shrek, so they're doing Kung Fu Panda. But you get the idea.
We're excited for them too. But also, because we want to give the listeners what they want, that's going to just be 5 minutes at the end. Cameron Diaz and Mike Myers and we'll all be doing 5 minutes of Kung Fu Panda. But the main part will be me and Sean talking about how we want to shag spiders. So it's going to be fun for the whole family.
Not the royal we. Can I say Johnny's using the royal we there? But yes, 3rd of November. Now, Johnny, what are you going to do around that weekend?
I'm not sure, but I've got a thought for you. Do you think the Queen or the King have ever done a wee and then said, I've just been for a royal wee? Do you think that's ever happened? A royal wee?
Okay. I'm going to be honest, Johnny. You could have given me a million guesses. I would have never guessed that that's what you were saying there, given that we were literally nuts deep in a conversation about something completely different. Do I ever think any of them have done that?
I do it. The royal we.
Harry's probably done it, didn't he? He's probably done it.
He's probably gonna shit and gone the royal shit, and it was like it's not a pun.
It's not a pun, Harry. He goes, I'm leaving now. I'm gonna write about this in my book.
I knew I'd never be king when I did did a wonderful pun about it, and my brother gave me nothing.
My brother beat the shit out of me. He beat me up just because I just done a royal shit. I love that people do ask me a lot in Canada what I think of the Prince Harry thing. And it's really hard when I have to say to them, I have genuinely no opinion on it.
Yeah.
I could not care less either way.
Have you heard the rumour about William being pegged?
Yes.
And have you seen that the woman he's meant to have been pegged by, he's hugging her and whatever she's got, his wife's looking on. It's a good image.
I might get it
as the image for this week's app.
I actually, I've been meaning to talk to you about the images you're picking for the apps because they're getting more and more obtuse. I mean, I looked at the image you did for the episode that was released today. And it was just, it looked like last night you took a selfie of yourself on the train and just had that as the image.
That's exactly what it
Why don't you just release, why don't you just either make a clip?
No.
Make a sound clip.
No.
Okay.
I'm not even pretending anymore. I will never do a clip again.
Okay, why not?
Because they don't, any, no one listens to them, and then I feel sad and it's London ever.
Well, okay, well, then what's your new job going to be then?
My new
you
job
need to
is...
have a new job at the pod.
King of podcast.
You're the king of the podcast.
Yeah,
so it's a ceremonial king. Position.
Yeah, ceremonial position.
And I'm the prime minister of the podcast. So basically, I do all the work, but I have to ask your permission in order to edit the podcast.
I love this. I think this is exact. I'm the king, you're the prime minister, and that really works. I love it.
Well, actually, because we're recording this on my phone, you, Johnny, might have to edit this episode. So how about that?
I don't really know how you do it.
You can figure it out. I mean, how long did it take you to figure out how to do a clip?
7 years.
Okay.
I started a boy. I left a slightly older boy.
Fair enough.
So,
sorry, I just had a sip of my drink, and Johnny chose not to fill that empty gap with words, but just to look at me.
Well, I didn't want you. It's unprofessional what you did, is it? As your king, frankly, you're almost going to be sacked in a minute.
Imagine if I'd love it if Prince Charles just sacked. I'd love it if King Charles just sacks the Prime Minister.
He got into it. I wonder what would happen then. I guess it would cause a constitutional crisis, wouldn't it?
What does that mean, though? People always say that it would be a constitutional crisis. What is that?
I guess it's when the mechanisms for governing fall apart, because we'd have to either get rid of the king or we'd have to get rid of Prime Minister. But they'd have to be.
But the mechanisms for government fall apart every day.
But not in such a profound way. If the king said, "I don't think the prime minister should be prime minister anymore," that would be a bit. I don't know what we'd do then.
Who would you back?
The problem is they're both awful. That's the problem with the world, isn't it?
If King Charles went, "I'm taking over."
I don't want Charles.
I'm taking over for a year and a half to the next election.
I'd still take Sunak. Because I think Charles is just a wanker. I don't believe anyone with that much privilege can't be a cunt. It's not even their fault. It's just they're so privileged they can't not be absolute wankers.
That's what I think about Harry, really. I think he's probably less of a prick than the rest of them, but he's still probably a massive prick.
And he still believes in the royal family. So I feel like, what the fuck is he? And he's always a victim. He's like, Harry, you're a multimillionaire. You're not a victim. And he sells himself as such a victim.
Mm.
I'm more on Harry's side than the Red Tops, but it's like choosing between me or you is which is the worst podcast host. There's no good option.
Yeah. But he's like, it doesn't matter if you think Sean's better, he still believes that failing better is a worthwhile endeavour.
Yeah.
Therefore his opinion is invalid.
Yeah, and that's something about Harry. It's like, look, the Sun and the Mail are awful, but you still believe in the monarchy and you still are a multi-millionaire. And you still have phenomenal social power, and you act as though you don't have that power. And it's
what sort of social power do you think he has? Is he just very charming and he can break dance and stuff?
Well, he's probably got 3,000 or 4,000 followers on Instagram. I can only dream of that sort of social power. But I mean, the thing about Harry is he's very good at putting out clips.
Yeah, I think maybe I might get in touch with Harry and just go, "Hey man, we need someone to do the clips."
I think that's a good idea, because he'll be looking for a job now he's given up on being a royal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to earn your own keep. I've been following your clips. I think you're really good. Yeah. We'll give you, shall we say, 2% of the Patreon money?
I think that makes sense. Look, I loved your Oprah clip. Really good idea to do that. Get Oprah. We should get Oprah to interview us.
Shall we get Oprah?
We could get Oprah.
I mean, that's good. For the live show on the 3rd of November, we're also going to get Oprah, okay?
Yeah, we'll be interviewed by Oprah at the beginning, and then we'll get Cameron Diaz and the Shrek Cut host to do Kung Fu Panda at the end.
And the what?
And the host. I don't know what I meant by host. And the other...
What are you talking about? We're going to get Cameron Diaz and the Shrek host.
I guess
do you think that Mike Myers is the host of Shrek? Johnny, I need you to tell me that you don't think that.
Yeah, he's the Jimmy
I've
Kimmel
been
of Shrek.
Podcast with you. I've been doing this podcast with you for over a year, and I probably should have asked this straight away. By the way, do you think that films have actors or hosts?
I would say hosts.
Mike Myers is the MC of Shrek.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Mike Myers is a very talented chap. We could try and get Mike Myers. What?
Yeah, we'll try and get him. Shut the fuck up. I'm on 3% battery. Right. All right. I'm going to my kitchen.
This is exciting. Sean's only got 3% battery. He's got 3% battery on his phone.
Like, is like Mission Impossible. If they had 50 quid to make a Mission Impossible film.
And he's got 2% battery on his laptop. So he's
I've got 2%. Basically, I'm down to 5% across all electronic gizmos. Yes. I have to come in the kitchen, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I'm so excited of it, baby. No, but seriously, no. Okay, I'm going to sit here. Okay, I'm just going to... Oh, no, I'll stand. I'll stand next to my wife as she... Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It's not tragic, babe. This is our pension plan. Is failing better. We're not the worst podcast in the world. How dare you say that on an episode of this podcast?
We're the greatest podcast in the world. I think you should leave her now. It's a choice now between your wife and your podcast. Choose wisely. Jess Cordelli will not forgive you if you choose your wife.
What do I do? What do I do, Johnny? What do I do? What do I make?
Leave her. Look, do you want Mike Myers to host another episode of Shrek?
Sweetheart. Johnny's saying that I should leave you and focus on the podcast. What do you think?
Fine.
No! That's it. I'm calling Prince Harry right now.
You call
Harry, I've got all in. I've left my loving wife. I just need you to clip up failing better. How long have we done, John?
We've not quite done 30 minutes, but it might be that we just leave it here because it feels like it's falling. Your world is falling apart all around you.
I would say every element of my life is disintegrating at quite a rapid pace. Failing better, once again, a corrosive element in my life.
If you can't see now, but Sean's now stood up in his kitchen next to his wife, who's heckling him brutally. I can see in Sean's eyes, he's thinking, why did I ever begin this podcast?
Why did I ever get into this bloody failure? Why did I say no to that host of Shrek when he offered to do one? He's also the host of Austin Powers and Wayne's World.
He's such a good host. He's so versatile. He's the Mo Gilligan of the Canadian world.
My bias is widely considered as Shrek's Mo Gilligan. How long have we done, though?
I think we've done about 25 minutes. But to make sure,
that's so enough.
Yeah, it is. And Sean's in Canada, so you have to give us a let off. I don't think we're doing a Friday episode.
Yeah, also, with the time difference, we've done 5 hours.
That's true, actually. That's really true. That's very stupid.
That's just ice cold logic.
That's just biology, baby.
Sorry, baby. That's just biology. Whether it's Johnny with a spider or Sean looking at a clock.
Are we not doing a Friday app? Because I don't think Sean's got any juice to do it.
No.
But
no, we're not doing one. Sorry, guys. It's just one this week. We're allowed to take a holiday every once in a while.
Yeah, and Sean's in Canada and is still deciding to get up and do it. So I think really we should give Sean a big round of applause. I'll do that now. I'll begin that. Well done, Sean.
3 cheers for Sean McLaughlin. Hip, hip. And 3 cheers for failing better.
Sean, I think you just spat on your camera there.
Yeah, I did, actually. I'm glad this isn't a video episode because I literally just drool all over my camera. I'm going to take a screenshot of this. Lay the phone down. Flat on a counter and looking at it, it's literally like a POV shot of a corpse in a police procedural.
I would say there's a good chance this episode is not going to only end, but also end in Sean getting a divorce.
me and my wife are together for life. She loves me and she loves failing better.
And if you do come on the 3rd of November to our live podcast. We've got Cameron Diaz, we've got Shrek, we've got me, and we've got Sean.
We've got Oprah interviewing us, may be newly single.
And William is going to be pegging someone. It could be you. Email us in why you think you should be the one getting pegged by William.
No, don't do that. We're not a blue podcast. We're clean as a whistle. Anything else you want to say before we go, Johnny? Any Canadian things you want me to bring back to you? Apart from a love of immigration and a hockey puck,
and a deep-rooted inferiority complex around the United States of America.
I think it is superior. So how about that?
You think Canada's superior?
Yeah.
In what way?
Healthcare, no guns.
All right, two good, straight out the bat, excellent answers. You've nailed that, to be fair. But do they have Jay-Z?
No, but they got Drake.
Do they have Beyonce?
No, but they've got...
Avril Lavigne.
Well, I was about to say Celine Dion, but it's not as good, is it?
So I think ultimately, obviously they have healthcare and no guns, but they don't have the biggest power couple in the world. So it's a draw. It's a draw there.
I think we're the biggest power couple in the world, Johnny.
I love that. Imagine if me and you went on it was Beyonce and Jay-Z, and me and you, and we had to do a series of tasks and games to see who was the biggest power couple.
What is this show that you've just come up with a show? Johnny, I hate to break it to you. I think you've just come up with a format there, a TV format.
Yeah, I think it's a reality TV show called Couples Compete. And you
No, I think you'd call it Task Mr. and Mrs. Task Mr.
That's fucking great. That's Mr. and Mrs. And the first series is me and you versus Beyonce and Jay-Z in a series of whimsical tasks.
It's not at all like Taskmaster because they will actually book us for it.
Yeah. Can you carry this jelly into a different room on stilts without dropping any? Just Beyonce on a stilt.
Can you host one episode of a podcast? Sean and Johnny are disqualified. Can you host one episode of a podcast without Johnny talking about his bizarre sexual fantasies?
And Sean threatening the listeners with the idea of his marriage dissolving.
It's not a threat, that. How's that a threat? Well, because that's a great opportunity for our listeners. Do come to the live show, 3rd of November. Johnny, do you want to come and stay with me?
Yeah, I'd love to come to Canada right now. I'll just get my passport. Hello. I miss...
And it's that kind of great humour that is why we are top of the pops.
Top of the pops. I misunderstood for comedic effect. It's a technique comedians use a lot.
All right. I do need to go and try and salvage something from my day / marriage. So...
And I need to go... chat up that spider in the corner of the room.
That's up, Johnny. You have to wind this in.
It's real humour, but it's not pleasant.
It is Noel Fielding with the spirit of Bernard Manning. It's Johnny Pelham. Weird and unsettling. I need to have a shower and make some notes because tonight I'm doing stand-up comedy for 45 minutes in Ottawa.
And to Alexa's family. God, this could really be the end of your marriage.
This today feels like the final boss battle for me as a married man. As I stand here at my in-law's kitchen counter doing fucking failing better while my wife is trying to work with her genuine job.
Oh, fucking hell. All right. Well, we've done over 30 minutes now, so it's a full ep. It's a swap of that.
Full ep. See you on the 3rd of November or next week when we're back on Tuesday.
Yes. You'll only be able to see us with your ears, though.
What did you say?
You'll only be able to see us with your ears. Unless you sign up to our Patreon, which we have video content of all of this if you want to see it. And we also have 2 full hours of stand-up, 1 hour from me, 1 hour from Sean. And we also have like 30 or 40 Patreon apps up there now, probably. And so there's shitloads of content. I know I've not counted, but there's quite a lot.
It can't be 40.
Maybe not. Maybe like, how many do you reckon? 30? 20?
25, 30.
25. But basically, there's loads of extra episodes that you only get exclusively if you're a Patreon. Sign up for as little as £3 a month. Support the pod as well. Just the price of a coffee. And you get to keep on investing in whether or not Sean is going to make up with his wife. So it's a money well spent.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Thanks, everyone. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.